Be'ezus Hashem's book, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Gzeilah Avedin, laws of stealing and of a lost object in the seventh zikin, the book of damages. Where in this paragraph we discuss regarding when someone denies someone else's money that he owes him, regarding the liability of the principal and an additional fifth. That's the Rambam gives halacha of this liability when someone denies someone else's money. Komishon is chayev mamon l'chaber Yisraeli. Whoever owes money to his Jewish friend, the kafa boy, the nishbal shek, and he denies it and he swears falsely, he's a chayev l'harzel l'hakern shekaf, so he has to return the principal that he denied, but he suffers chaymish, and he has to add on the fifth. And the chayev b'karban, he was liable for a carbon, a sacrifice to atone for his false oath. One nikra Hashem gizel, this is what's called the carbon asham, the guilt offering of the robbery. Now, echad ha-gezel, whether it's someone that steals forcibly, or someone extorts by not giving back money that he owes to someone else, or he steals sneakily, or he lends them money, or he has deposit by him, or he has a lost object that he found and which he denies. So let's say there was a partnership, initially esle moment, and he has money that's remaining by him. Or let's say he did work for him, but he didn't pay him. The rule of it is, in all these cases, is if the person would have admitted to the money that he owes the other person, he's obligated to pay according to the halacha, which that excludes penalty payments like kefil, which if someone admits actually is exempt from paying because it might have been aspata, but anything barring that he would have to pay. And instead of admitting because Bakafa, he denies, Benishman, he swears to that effect, Mishalm Kamachemish has to pay the principal and an additional fifth. Shemak says the Apostle of Yikra, the Chichish Bamisa, but because that he denies by his friend regarding the deposit, that is where the Pasuk says he has the liability of this additional fifth. Now, Halacha Gimel continues regarding, there's limitations on this Halacha, regarding the inheritors of someone who stole and then died. But Midram, when do we say this, that you have to pay the fifth? Is if you have to pay because of himself, for example, he's the robber, he's the borrower, and so on. But if he has to pay, he has to pay. But if because of his father, then he does not pay the additional fifth, even though the son is the one who swears falsely. Let's say his father was a robber or that he stole. Or he owed money to others. And the son knows, because if the son didn't know, of course there wouldn't be a problem because he's not swearing falsely. But he knows. And yet, Rekofa ben Benishba, and the son denies it, and he swears to that effect, and then he admits to his guilt. Mishal Makarim Bavad, he only pays the principal. Because it says in the Pasuk, Asher Gazel, that which he stole. Meaning, Al Gezeluhu Maizav Chemish, for what he stole, he pays the fifth. Ve'ena Maizav Chemish, Al Gezel Avi, does not pay an additional fifth, even for denying and swearing to that effect, for the theft of his father. Halacha Dal. But when we say this, that the son does not pay the fifth, even if he swears, he denies and he swears falsely, and then he admits, is B'she'in Al Gezel Kayemis. Is if the stolen object is not around. But let's say his father stole, and he dies, and the stolen object is still around, which therefore they're still on the inheritor, just like a regular debtor. He has the obligation to return this stolen object to the victim. And the inheritor denies and he swears to that effect, then he admits, then for his own monetary obligation that he's denying, he has to pay the principal and the additional fifth. Halacha hey, gazla of, let's say the father stole, the nishbaha avahoida, and the father swore that he to that denial, and then he subsequently admitted, and therefore he's liable already to the principal and the fifth when he's still alive. And then he dies, then that's already an obligation, a liability that they already have in the estate. The inheritor has to pay that principal and the additional fifth. Halacha vav, let's say gazla he stole, the nishbah, he swore that he doesn't owe, the mace, and then he dies. Now, since he never admitted, so he never was liable in the additional fifth. But then, v'hoida ha-yayrish, then the inheritor, he admitted. Now, since he didn't swear falsely, so he's not liable for the fifth, even if the gzeil is around. So in this case, Mishama Kermavad is only going to pay the principal. Now, benkach, now, whichever one, whether as we said in halacha hey, that the yayrish will have to pay the principal and the fifth, or whether in this last halacha that the inheritor will not have to pay the fifth, only the principal, either way, in both of these cases, yayrish patim and asham, the inheritor is exempt from the carbon asham, because that's only for the one who did the sin, which is the one who is already dead, and there's no atonement for someone who dies. Halacha zayin continues regarding those who are exempt from the liability of this chaymish, of this fifth. Hanish b'lagoy, if someone swears falsely to a Gentile, Mishal Mazikaren will have to pay the principal ultimately when he admits, but Vein Echai B'chev is not liable for the additional fifth. Krishna, the Pasuk says, the Chichesh Ba'amisa, that he denies this to his colleague, to his fellow Jew. V'chein HaGoyzel Pochev B'Shavah Pruta, so if someone steals less than the Shavah Pruta, But Kafam and Ishban, he denies and he swears. In the Chaybachem, he's not liable for a fifth. Shein Pachas Meshavet Pruta Mamim, because less than the value of a Pruta, which is the lowest currency, is not considered monies to be Chayiv for this denial and this oath to that effect. Now, regarding this fifth, so the Rav now explains, Sekamahu HaChemesh. How much is this fifth? So it's actually Echad Ma'abah B'Keren. It's actually one fourth of the principal. Meaning that's called a chemish malabar, an external fifth. In other words, 4/4 of the principal, and you add on another 1/4 of the principal, which in the sum total is going to be 5/5. That's going to be what we mean when we say, I mean, it's actually 5/4. It's a fifth of this of the new total, which is actually 1/4 from within. Meaning, shem gozel shava arba. Venishba, let's say he steals something that's worth 4 and he swears, Mishal Mechamisha, he pays 5, meaning, which now that's from the new number, that's a fifth. It's 1/4 from the original numbers. Now, if the stolen object is still around, so Machzor Aisa, then you return the stolen object, Venishin Demei Revi Yishla, and you give the 1/4 of that value together, which in sum total is a fifth. Halacha Ches, in Hanishba Kfiriz Mamin, you don't have halacha that if someone swears regarding denying of money that he's misham b'chemish, he pays a fifth, until he's admitting on his own. Let's say witnesses come along and they testify that he stole. Well, when he's still in denial, so misham b'keren b'levan, he'll have to pay the principal, obviously, I'll pay him based on the witnesses, but only the principal. Misham b'chemish doesn't pay the fifth, because the penalty of the fifth with a carbon is the chaparim heimboim, it's coming for atonement. He only brings it when he admits on his own, because in other words, he's like admitting and he's repenting, therefore he brings a carbon, and therefore that he pays the fifth. But when he's incriminated with witnesses, he doesn't pay the fifth. Halacha test continues regarding this obligation of bringing back the stolen object to the victim. So, if someone steals from his friend, although he denied that he owes him, but if he didn't yet swear, which that's important criterion in these halachas, in general of this halacha of the kafiris mamon, if he subsequently goes and he admits, it does not have to run after the owners until he gives back the money that he has by him. Rather, it can remain in the possession of the thief, of the robber, until the owners come and take what's theirs. But let's say he swore regarding something that's worth at least a pruta and more, then chayv lidav achar bailam atchiyachzam. Then in this case where he swore, then he has to run after the owners until he pays it back to them. Even if they're in the maritime cities overseas somewhere, they should gavar nesiyasha ma'achashnes, because they really give up hope once he already swore to that effect. They're like, oh, he swore, forget him, this is done. They're not going to come claim from him anymore, and therefore they're not coming back. In the first case, where he didn't swear, denied, they're going to still try to get the money. So you don't have to run after them, they're going to come to you. But here, they already gave up hope, therefore you have to run after them. Now, halacha yod, even if you gave back all the stolen monies, except for that even just of a value of a pruta, you still have to go and chase down the victim. And you not give it not to the son of the victim, because the pasuk says, you have to give it to that person himself. Not to his agent. Only if the victim, the one who was stolen from, made an agent with witnesses, then you can give it to the shliach. Now, let's say the gazlan brought the stolen object and the fifth to the courts in his city. Maybe he could then bring his carbon ashram and he'll get atonement. I mean, even though the stolen object did not come back to the victim. And the bezdim etavim ba atshadigil bala, and of course they'll be busy with the stolen object until it gets to the owner. Which this was a takan chacham to make it easier for those to want to do tshuva, so to save them the expense of trying to travel all over the world to try to get the victim. And v'chein nesnu l'shlich bezdim, so they can give it to the agent of the court. And v'chol anos nagzeil v'kiyutzav l'bezdim, whoever gives the stolen object and things like that to the court, yotz again has to fulfill this obligation. Lachid alf. Let's say he gave him the principal already, but just didn't give him the additional fifth. Or he at least pardoned him from the principal. But he didn't pardon him regarding the fifth. Or he, let's say, pardoned him regarding both the principal and the fifth. Even if it's, let's say, he didn't forgive him for that which is less than a pruta of the principal. So in all these cases, it doesn't have to chase down the victim, because the gazlan only has to run after the nigzel if it remains in his possession, at least from the principal, at least that worth of a shava pruta. And this, so in these cases where you don't have, either because he paid him back, or it was meichel him, or it's not worth a shava pruta, Eliyahu Hanigzal Beitel Etzashar, rather the victim, the one who was stolen from, could come and collect the rest. Now, Vav Peshar Gzela Asma Kayemis, even though the stolen object is still around in this less than the Shabbat Pruta, we're not concerned that maybe it's going to go up in price, but that what's remaining is going to be worth a pruta. No, now that it's worth less than a pruta, he doesn't have to run and chase him down. Now, aval, but let's say he gave him the fifth, but did not give him the principal. Let's say he pardoned him for the fifth, but did not pardon him for the principal. Or even if he pardoned him for both of them, but less than, there's still at least a value of a Shabbat pruta that he did not pardon him for, of the principal. Then he has to go chase him down and bring it to him. Or he lost it to the Bezen Shariah, or at least give it to the courts. And the city comes around, like we explained this, in Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud Beis continues regarding what happens if there's multiple denials for this monies to be responsible for the penalty of a fifth. So Hamach says, if someone gives back the principal to the rightful owner after he was already incriminated and liable for a principal and a fifth. But then the kafah pam shni b'chemish. So although he gave back the principal, but he didn't give the fifth, now he's denying the fifth that he owes. And Manishbala, but he's even swearing to that effect. And then he admits to that, nasa chemish kakeren l'chaldabash. So now that fifth is like its own principal for all halachas, even for the halacha that you have to go chase him down of the previous halacha. And then from Misham love chemish acha, now you pay a fifth on that fifth. Because that was money that you owed him, which you're denying and swearing to that effect. Shlemak says in the pasuk, it says, his fifths, it says in plural, which should only be one, he should add on, teaches you that you could add on a fifth on the fifth, and you're going to continuously be paying for that fifth, even if you pay that fifth, but then the next fifth that you deny, and so on and so forth, until it gets so diminished, the fifth that he's denying, that he swears on, it's not even worth a pruta, then again, it's not worth a pruta, then one's not going to be liable. But up until that point, you can be chemish on the chemish on the chemish, and so on and so forth. Someone had by him a deposit. And he claims it was lost, and he swears to that effect, which would exempt him. But then, then he comes back and he admits that, no, it's really by me. And then again he comes back and he claims, oh, it was lost, and he swears. And then he comes back and he admits, no, it's really by him. He's lying. So he has to pay a fifth for every single false oath, with that one principle that he has to give back that original deposit. Shemek says in the posse, "V'chamishi sav yosev alav," and that its fifth he'll have to add on. Mishat melamed that this comes to teach not only regarding but stealing, but also regarding the deposit. I mean, regarding the thing that you have by you. Shemisham kama chamoshna karen necha, that you can pay many fifths to one principal. So different types of additional fifths, either a fifth on the fifth, or even that original principle which you keep on lying regarding. You could have a separate liability for each oath regarding that you tried exempting yourself. Each one is going to be a separate liability for another fifth with that one principle.